And it's 7:18 around this time each Wednesday. We check in with the folks from the town of Jonesboro, which sponsors this portion of the program, and it's called the JBO Show. And this morning we welcome in Nora Davis. Good morning, Nora. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty well, thank you. Kind of chilly here, but boy, we've got a big weekend lined up in Jonesboro. It's the 6th annual St. Patrick's Day celebration coming up this Saturday. Man, Jonesboro is pulling out all the stops. Tell us what's going to be happening this Saturday in Jonesboro.
Yeah, we have a lot going on. So we'll start the day with Highland Cows, Highland Games.
Wait,
have kids.
Highland
Crab.
Cows? Highland Cows?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're a big hit, so we're excited to bring them back.
Okay, all right.
We have a fun run. That's at 4 o'clock on Saturday. That's free. Anyone can participate. And then in the evening, we'll have live music, food, and drink.
Oh, boy, I tell you what. So everybody's going to be shamrocking it out this Saturday. No doubt about it, too. Now, the music, you said, of course, is going to be predominant because it is St. Patrick's Day. I understand you've got the Appalachian Celtic band Wild Blue Yonder. Now, they're going to be making music this Saturday as well, too. There's a beer garden, I think, also available. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we'll have a beer garden, and we'll have beer from Depot Street and Tennessee Hills Brew Distillery, and then we'll also have options from the Tennessee Hills Distillery.
Okay, all right, very good. So lots of options and varieties available there, too. Now, I'm sure because of St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be having a lot of corned beef and cabbage and this sort of thing. Are there special Irish foods that are going to be laid out during the course of the celebration this Saturday?
Yes, we'll have bangers and mash, and that is sponsored by Main Street Cafe and Catering.
Okay, all right, very good. So that'll be a lot of fun there. Great things to eat on as well as celebrate Celtic heritage as well, too. Now, there are going to be demonstrations, I understand, from the Appalachian Highland Celts. What are some of the things folks can expect to see there?
Oh, yeah, so we'll have archery, we'll have spear throwing, you throw a weight over a bar, that's another section, and then we'll also have a kids section as well.
Oh, wow, kids can all do their sort of sword fighting with play toys and this sort of thing?
Yeah, and like axe throwing, like we have a little like plastic blow-up axe throwing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Nora, does the axe throwing and all the sports stuff happen after the beer garden is open?
No, it's
oh, okay.
All right. Okay, I want to learn a little bit more about these Highland Cows now. What is all this about?
Yeah, so they are Happy Hens and Highlands Farm. They're from North Carolina, and they're bringing Highland Cows that'll be in front of the Christopher Taylor Cabin from 11 to 5. So you can meet and greet with them and take your photo with them. Yeah, they're a really big hit.
You can get your photo taken with a cow?
Yeah,
is that
you
right?
Can get your picture with a cow, yeah.
Now, during the middle of all this, you said there's going to be a run taking place. Tell us a little bit about this Brew Fun Run.
Yeah, so it starts at the Storytelling Center and then goes to Depot Street, and anyone who participates gets a free small pour of beer or root beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can head back to Storytelling Center. There's no fee to enter, so anyone can participate.
Wow, that's neat. So you can walk or jog or just sort of crawl your way along, I suppose, on the fun run. That's at 4 o'clock. Now, given the nature of it, should we dress up for the occasion?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We encourage everyone to dress up. Last year there were a lot of people in kilts, so hopefully we'll see that again this year.
I'm sure we will, too, along with the leprechauns and everybody wearing their green, too. So it's called Shamrockin' on the Plaza. It's coming up this Saturday, celebrating St. Patty's Day in downtown Jonesboro, Tennessee's oldest town. It's the 6th annual St. Patty's celebration. All gets underway this Saturday. So thanks so much to Nora Davis for bringing us up to speed on what's taking place there, what we can expect there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Look to see you there. Is Davis is that an Irish name, Nora?
Oh, I think so. I think my genealogy goes back that far.
Okay, all right. Well, in that case, Aaron Gobras. So all the best. And Nora Davis joins us quite often to bring us up to speed on what's happening in Jonesboro. Thanks, Nora. We'll talk to you again soon.